Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
Welcome to the Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids channel. A look at fashion, entertainment, news, and life experience. Now, here's your host, Terrence Rogers.
Thank you. And you're listening to the Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids Network. And I am so glad you tuned in today. Today, we have a lot of different topics we're going to cover. Not just one. We're kind of going to bounce back and forth because I have a lot of different things to talk about with you today. And I will also be having a special guest a little later. And I don't want you guys to miss out. So you guys got to stay tuned. Now, first, let's start off with Facebook. Let's talk a little bit about Facebook. Are kids slipping through the cracks in Facebook by, you know, the just tell your age screening approach? Well, I was doing some research and I found out that Facebook kicks off 20,000 underage users every single day. Isn't that crazy? Like, they're booting them out because the age limit is, I believe, 13 and up. So if they have 12-year-olds or, you know, younger signing up, they kick off about 20,000 each day. So that was pretty amazing when I heard about that. Chief Privacy Advisor Munzel Thomas told Australia's Parliament this week, told the Australian newspaper, I guess he had stated, that it's the site's way of weeding out those who don't meet the 13 and up age requirement, which is, like I just said. However, you know, the user entry honor system is not perfect, so there's no real mechanism for detecting whether you're 13, whether you're 12, whether you're 60, whether you're 54. You know, he said that there are people who lie and there are people who are under 13 on Facebook. It's really true, so true, because when I had a Facebook, and I had a Facebook probably, well, actually, I just started Facebook this year. I just started doing Facebook this year, but I signed up for MySpace when I was 11 years old. And, you know, it said you had to be 13 and up to get a MySpace. I didn't care. I wanted a MySpace. So I signed up and I was 11 and they didn't know about it. I think I was like 13 or 14. But, you know, it's interesting that, you know, they're booting people off every day, 20,000 kids. That's really interesting. Also, I was doing some research. Columbus GA, Aflac Inc., which is the American Family Assurance policy, you know, the duck, Aflac, the commercials, I'm sure you've seen it. Well, they had allegedly stated that on March 21st, they had fired the actor that plays the Aflac duck, Gilbert Gottfried, and he's a comedian. He's been in films such as Aladdin, the parrot, you know, the parrot that has a really squeaky, weird voice. But yeah, that was him, basically. So they fired him, and they said that the reason why this had happened is because he was allegedly posting things, or let's say jokes about the incident that had happened in Japan, you know, the earthquake. So that's what they had allegedly said, which is really a serious subject. And it's very sensitive because they have a lot of business in Japan. So Gottfried he's done the voice of that Aflac duck since 2000, 2000. Where right now it's 2011, he's been doing that voice since 2000. And he's quite a funny comedian. He was also on a couple roasts. I was watching some roasts. He was on the roast. So he was on the roast of Donald Trump. So you got to watch the roast of Donald Trump. I remember I talked about it in my last show. If you haven't seen it, you have to watch it. It was hilarious. Watch it. It's crazy. Also, on a more serious note, I want to discuss Elizabeth Taylor had recently passed away of congestive heart failure at the age of 79. So she lived a very long, fruitful life. And she's been an actress for a very long time. That was actually what her career was. It was acting. She was a big actor back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and even, you know, getting up to the 70s. She played in older films such as Cleopatra, Giant, and Who's Afraid of the Virginia Woolf. And she's played in so many more films. Like, she was, like, stated to be, like, one of the most gorgeous women in Hollywood. Really, really pretty. Very pretty person. However, it was interesting because I was watching a video of her, and they were interviewing her. This was back in 2000. She had stated, they were asking her about, you know, a death, or because some people are afraid, you know, to die or to leave the earth. So they were asking her about it. And she said, you know, death wasn't something that she's worried about. She says, I don't fear it at all. And she described how she was having a dream about, I guess, one of her husbands that she was no longer with. And it was really interesting. You got to watch it. Go to YouTube, type in interview about death with Elizabeth Taylor. It's from the year 2000, so it's kind of old-ish, I guess, but still, it'll give you an idea of what she was talking about. She, and her perspective on life, because so many people, you know, they take life for granted, and apparently after watching this video, I realized that she didn't. So, very interesting video. Got to check it out. After you watch the video, I'd love it if you can send me an email at voiceamericakids@gmail.com, because I want to hear your thoughts on what you thought about the interview and, you know, what you're thinking of the show. If you're enjoying it, if you're loving it, if you're getting informed, because I want to know. So send me an email, voiceamericakids@gmail.com. So recently, I was also watching the news, and it's so funny. I was watching this video about this baby that his mother was blowing her nose because his mother was sick, and every time his mom would blow her nose, he'd get so shocked. It was like watching a commercial, and it's baby Emerson, and he's become an internet sensation. Just because, I guess, the mom, she's blowing her nose because she's been sick, because, you know, it's flu season, or recently it was flu season, you know, everyone's been getting sick, and she wanted to record, you know, the baby's reaction to her blowing her nose after he, you know, made all those gestures. So cute, you gotta watch it. And she put that video on YouTube. It got about 9 million views, and the parents said they had no idea that it would get that many views. They just wanted to put it on to, you know, show family and friends. You're listening to the Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids Network. Right now we're just talking about the new internet sensation. You know, when people put, like, videos on YouTube that they don't think are going to get real popular, they're just doing it because they want, you know, family and friends to see. Justin Bieber, for example, that's how he got popular, off of YouTube. He was just singing, you know, expressing his talent. And he put a video on YouTube, and next thing you know, he has Usher calling him, and Justin Timberlake, and all sorts of producers. He had offers to go on the Maury show, and his mother declined it. She didn't want to go on it. But, I mean, you'd be surprised. 9 million views. That's amazing for a little baby that's, you know, making, you know, crazy gestures. That's some cool stuff. That's really cool. And she had no idea it would get that many views, and it became very popular, and I was watching it on Good Morning America, so really cool. Got to check it out. Baby Emerson. Type that in YouTube. Also, let's talk about some other issues. Not issues. I'm sorry. This isn't an issue. Well, I mean, it's debatable. Exercise. And I was also doing some research on this article online, thegamespot.com. And it gives many different tips on different types of exercise strategies and different workout things that we can use in everyday life just to, you know, contribute to a healthier lifestyle. And for me, for example, up until probably about 2 years ago, I did not give a crap about exercise and working out, doing any of that stuff. I really didn't. I'm not even going to lie, I didn't. You know, It's crazy because I started watching a lot of action movies and, like, kung fu movies like Ip Man and The Matrix and Karate Kid, and it just inspired me to want to do something with myself, exercise, work out, get active. Right now I'm in martial arts, and it's been a great experience. I'm learning so much stuff. You know, I love exercising now. As 2 years ago, it would have been a totally different story when it came to exercising. So it's great. Got to exercise. For example, one of the really good exercises, one of the most best exercises for your midsection is push-ups. Push-ups are a really good exercise for the midsection. Basically, push-ups is a plank position, and it's midsection abdominal exercise. It also strengthens your upper body and your pushing muscles, your chest, your shoulders, your triceps. For all the guys that like to work out, push-ups, they're kind of under, you know, I don't want to say underestimated, but they are. Like, people are so focused on, you know, bench pressing and stuff. Push-ups are really good for the body. I mean, they really are. The common question that comes up, you know, in like workout conversations, I noticed, is how much can you bench press? Oh, I can do more than that, huh? But, you know, it's like the question doesn't really come up too much of how many push-ups can you do? You know, even though push-ups are a much better indicator of relative strength. I mean, when you do foot push-ups, you're forced to push the mass of your body against the forces of gravity and stabilize your core. So I'm a big fan of push-ups. I don't really bench press. You know, I guess I could definitely. I'm sure I'd benefit from it. But push-ups are my thing, and I really enjoy it. So definitely. So if you like push-ups too, send me an email at voiceamericakids@gmail.com and tell me some other different workout tips you can give me, because I love to know. So definitely. Let's take a break. I'm Terrence Rogers. Keep it right here. We'll be right back. Voice America Kids Network.
Stay connected. Sign up for our newsletter. Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com. Kids these days are so connected to the media that they can't help but be surrounded by news and politics. Today's kids get more information than kids of past generations, and because of that, they have more informed opinions. Kids today may not be able to vote yet, but they can certainly influence voters and issues with their voices. Tune in every week for America Today and talk about the issues and influence the decision makers. America Today airs every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Behind the Line is all about the inside of sports from a kid's point of view. This is a look at all of the action from behind the line. Join your host every Wednesday at 3 p.m., whether you're a kid or was a kid at some time in your life. We'll run down all of the scores, talk about the games of the past week, and preview what's coming up in the next week. You'll want to take notes, because this is good stuff. The place to be Wednesdays at 3, that's 6 p.m. Eastern, is the Voice America Kids channel for Behind the Line. Want to laugh yourself silly over the crazy happenings of the celeb world and beyond? Tune in to Behind the Mask on Voice America Kids. Your hosts will uncover the celebrities you know and love, along with some that you might not know in this country, but they are admired across the world. But it's not just the famous that need to look out. We'll look inside the music biz, stage, and of course, the big screen. Listen to Behind the Mask every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Broadway and 5 p.m. Hollywood side on the Voice America Kids channel.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
You're tuned in to the Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to the Terrence Rogers Show. I am Terrence Rogers. Before we left off, we were just talking about the Aflac commercial and how they're having casting calls for a new Aflac actor. We were also talking about the internet sensation about the baby that like got really scared and shocked when his mother would blow her nose because she's been sick. So we discussed that. On a sadder note, we also discussed we also discussed Elizabeth Taylor. She had recently passed away. We talked a little bit about that. Some of the movies she was really big for, the movies she acted in, Cleopatra, Giant, and Who's Afraid of the Virginia Woolf. And she's acted in many more, but those are just some of them. We also talked about the importance of exercise and that a large percentage of Americans don't get enough exercise daily. I'm probably guilty of that, even though I'm a lot more better now than I was 2 years ago. But hey, we can always do more than what we're doing. Also discussed kids left and right. 20,000 kids a day, Facebook's deleting their accounts because the age requirement is 13 and up. So therefore, if you're 12, 11, 10, even 5, because I know parents that will sign their kids up with a Facebook account and the kids like are only 7 years old. So if you don't meet the age requirement of 13 and up, sooner or later, because there's millions, but sooner or later you can log on one day and find out that your account is invalid. So just beware of that. So we've discussed a lot so far, and if you had a favorite topic that we talked about, let me know and send me an email at voiceamericakids@gmail.com, and we can discuss the topic, and I'll talk about it on the show, because I want to know what kind of stuff you like to hear on the Terrence Rogers Show, because I'm here for you, and I'm here to talk about topics you want to talk about. So send me, again, voiceamericakids@gmail.com, and I'll discuss your topic. Recently, I was also reading some articles online on Yahoo Mail. Los Angeles reporters had allegedly claimed that singer Chris Brown had angrily stormed out of a TV studio. And this was recently, last Tuesday he did, reneging. And this had to do with the controversy because I guess reporters were asking him questions about what happened with him and Rihanna back in 2009 and the assault charges and everything like that. And he got pretty upset about that because I guess he was just trying to promote his album. So when they brought that to the table, that set something off in him that, and it wasn't too pleasant, allegedly. And on the Good Morning America show, they were asking him about, you know, hey, so what was going on? They said you stormed off. What was happening? And he was dodging questions and didn't really want to answer it. Kept bringing it back to his music, his album. Well, yeah, I was just having a bad day. But hey, you know, my album's coming out. You know, he wasn't really answering the question. So, but they pressed upon the incident. They, you know, they got, you know, stern with them on the Good Morning America. And Brown had appeared annoyed when they were asking him about it. And he said, you know, it's not really a big deal. You know, that happened 2 years ago. And as far as that situation, I'm past that. I'm just, you know, focused on my music, my album, and that's what I'm focused on, and I don't want to talk about it. Now, okay, there's a couple things here that I think are right and I think are wrong. As far as the things that I think are wrong are that we, the first step to recovery is realizing there's a problem, and if he doesn't really realize that what he did wasn't right, then who knows who it will happen to next. Also, I mean, if they're asking you a question, just be straight up. Yeah, that happened, blah, 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 blah. Happened 2 years ago. Hey, yeah, just be straight up. Why the annoy? You're getting annoyed and angry and dodging their question. Hey, it's a part of being a celebrity, a part of being on TV. I'm not saying answer every single question they ask you, but that was something serious. However, again, I do understand that it seemed like press is beating a dead horse because it did happen 2 years ago, and that's his business. So if he was getting annoyed, it was probably because, you know, one, it's his business, and two, he got beat up verbally enough for the incident that happened with the alleged charges that he, you know, did with Rihanna about the assault thing. So he was annoyed. I would have been annoyed too. Would I have reacted in a way that he reacted, breaking glass and, you know, throwing a temper tantrum in the dressing room, allegedly? Probably not, but hey, we all react differently. We don't know what he was going through inside. We don't know if he had a bad day that day. We don't know if someone, you know, disrespected him. That we don't know what was going on. So before we bash him in the head again, we need to be cognizant. And this is a word I explained to you guys in my last show. For those that don't know what it means, we need to be cognizant and realize that people go through things, and we need to be more understanding of things they go through. But, you know, you have any questions, hey, you know where to find me, and send me an email on voiceamericakids@gmail.com and tell me what you thought of that incident. You can find it on Yahoo News, and they'll get more into detail. They actually have the interview in the video of him talking about, you know, all that stuff. So make sure to check that out. Let's switch the topic up a little bit. And I was reading this article by David Z online, and it's about, you know, food. A lot of things that can conspire to keeping a person up all night, whether it be, you know, the market, you know, the bad job market. You know, it's hard getting a job these days. Whether it be, you know, prices rising, especially gas prices. That's a big one. I'd be tossing and turning at night if I was a struggling college student and I had a gas guggler car and gas prices just keep going up. I'd be tossing and turning at night. Also, you know, recurring nightmares about, you know, being chased down the street by Freddy Krueger. Hey, we all have nightmares. When foods keep you awake at night, it's actually doing a double whammy to your tummy, because your body takes longer to digest foods when you're up late at night and you're eating foods. They say, like, you're not supposed to eat food past 7 or 8, I believe. But here's some of the dinners, some of the worst dinners that you can have, some of the worst foods you can have if, you know, you're up late at night and, you know, you want a midnight snack. So here's some of them. You definitely want to avoid steaks and beefs. And the reason why is because, you know, if you like eating dinner late, it's not too good. You want to avoid, you know, the fatty, beefy cuts. You know, they take longer to digest when it's late at night. So, you know, your body has to keep active when it wants to be in shutdown mode, when it wants to go to sleep. You're eating, so it has to, you know, keep on going. Plus the heavy dose of protein in beef and meats, and it'll pump you up full of amino acids. And, you know, that's not something you want late at night. So definitely you don't want to go overboard in the steaks and the beef and the hamburgers and all sorts of different stuff like that, because it doesn't digest properly in your stomach. Also, just about probably the worst thing you could put into your body before bedtime is sugar, and chocolate ice cream is exactly what I'm talking about. Now, we have a lot of ice cream fans. I'm an ice cream fan, not when it's cold, not when it's 40 degrees outside. And, you know, I'm an ice cream fan when it's hot outside. And, you know, one of my favorite ice creams are cookies and cream. Not a big fan of chocolate, but chocolate ice cream is really high in calories. So we need to, for those that are especially trying to watch their weight, you want to be aware of chocolate ice cream, especially before you go to sleep at night. It's definitely one of the worst things you can do before you go to sleep is, you know, gobble down ice cream. Sugar is, you know, fast burning energy in your body, and it wants to be, you know, used as quickly as possible, but it's hard to do that while you're sleeping. So instead, your body does the next best thing, and it stores most of the sugar as fat and lipids. And you don't want that in your body if you're trying to watch your weight, because it's kind of contradictive. You know, I'm trying to watch my weight. You know, I've been slowing down in the donuts and such, but, you know, hey, I have a bowl of ice cream every night, you know, midnight snack. Just you know, watch the things we do, watch what we put in our bodies. A lot of fast food restaurants are also where we just make our mistake. I'm thin, so, you know, I eat fast food, but even sometimes I feel guilty. Like, what am I putting in my body? Like, this is crap, you know, like all the grease and, you know, all that stuff. I don't want that in my body. It tastes good. You know, kudos to the fast food restaurants that taste good. But then again, a lot of them are unhealthy. Let's be honest. You know, I can't really sugarcoat it. A lot of fast food is unhealthy. So that's another problem we suffer with. And as Americans, we definitely want to watch out for that, because it can have a negative effect on us. So definitely watch out for that. However, again, I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but if you do have a favorite midnight snack, whatever the case may be, send me an email at voiceamericakids@gmail.com, because I want to know what your favorite midnight snack is. My favorite midnight snack probably is cereal. And reason is because it's not even like I feel like I'm eating a whole bunch. It's just, you know, it fills me up. It fills me up. I don't feel like, you know, for example, if I were to eat some chicken or two drumsticks, I'd be hungry in the next hour. But if I eat a bowl of cereal, I'm good for the night. I can go back to sleep and not have to worry about, you know, getting up again, waking up at night because I'm hungry. Send me an email, voiceamericakids.com. Tell me what you think. I'm sorry, voiceamericakids@gmail.com, and tell me what you think. Let's take a break. I'm Terrence Rogers. Keep it right here. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go, on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Do you believe in the supernatural? Well, some do and some don't, which is why Beyond the Third Dimension looks at both sides. You have one host who believes in ghosts, while the other can't think of anything more ridiculous. Put them together and you get some great discussion and some real discoveries and exploration of the paranormal, and then some. Tune in to Beyond the Third Dimension, airing Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. And try not to be afraid of things that go bump in the night.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
Kids face very tough and very real issues every single day. It can be bad. It can be ugly. Now there's something good that can help. Tune in to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll discuss the issues and provide solutions and connections to solutions that you will be able to use. Our show goes right to the heart of today's kids and beyond. Your parents will probably want to listen in too. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly airs Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern on Voice America Kids. You just love your pets. But sometimes they can get to be a handful. And just when you think you have them under control, that's when things get, well, crazy. For help, tune in to Paws Around the World. You'll get the inside secrets on keeping your pet the friend it's supposed to be, along with stories to keep you warm and fuzzy. Listen Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
You're tuned in to the Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show. out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
The Terrence Rogers Show will take the world by storm. The topics are sometimes newsworthy, sometimes personal, as we explore fashion, entertainment, art, and more. Host Terrence Rogers has seen a lot of life experience in his few years of life. It's this experience that allows him to bring a fresh perspective to the table, and he holds nothing back. Tune in to The Terrence Rogers Show every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. You'll laugh, cry, and most importantly, this show will reach out and touch your life.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
What is Take Two? Take two crazy hosts, put them in front of two microphones, and use your two ears to enjoy the fun. Times two. Take Two. We'll go back, way back to the favorite TV shows of our childhood. Your parents' childhood. No.
Try again, Chris. Take two.
We'll take you back to the favorite TV shows of our generation, past and present, and apply them to what's going on in our own lives. Trust us, it'll be a blast. Tune in to Take Two every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. There is so much going on in the tech field. The Technology Show is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to The Technology Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Kids. What are some of the issues that kids face every day? You'll find out when you tune into the appropriately named Today's Kids. Your hosts are here to open the doors to a forum of all kinds of issues. Nothing is off the table here, and because it's on the Voice America Kids channel, you know you're getting a kid's perspective. Tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Today's Kids. Your hosts will lead this forum of engaging conversation on Voice America Kids.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
You're a member of the world's most amazing audience. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're tuned in to The Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show.
All right, we're back. You're listening to The Terrence Rogers Show on Voice America. I'm Terrence Rogers, for those that don't know. And I just want to discuss what we were talking about before the break. We were basically discussing, I guess I'll start off, singer Chris Brown. He was allegedly having a fit at this event that was going on. And he was being asked some personal questions about the charges that were filed against him allegedly in 2009. And he just smashing windows. This was in New York City. Smashing windows, you know, going in the dressing room, tearing stuff up, just having a fit because they were asking him about this stuff when this had nothing to do with what he was there for. He was there to promote his album, but, you know, so yeah, we talked about that. We were also just talking about some of the foods that you don't want to eat at night is a midnight snack. And I'm sure a lot of us are guilty of, you know, just pigging out at night. Hey, you know. You know, or you know what, especially in summer break, like kids in summer break, college students in summer break, you wake up in the middle of the night, hey, I don't have school tomorrow. Shoot, you know, I'm a pig out. You know, what's in the refrigerator? You look in there and there's pizza and TV dinners and leftover spaghetti, leftover lasagna. And it just, it looks, you know, so attractive. And it's like, yay, it's like a kid in a candy store. And you're like, you're just, you know, reaching in there, taking one thing after another. Hey, you don't have school tomorrow. It's late. You know, you might stay, watch some TV, pop in a movie, pop some popcorn, you know, hey, let's have a ball. But things like that have an effect on your body, and you can gain weight from going overboard when it comes to the midnight snacks. I mean, you know, yeah, so just watch out for the midnight snacks, because they'll get you. Another thing that we want to watch out for those tea and coffee drinkers, black tea is a better late night snack, I guess. It's not a snack. It is a better late night beverage than black coffee, and you can cut the sugar content down in black tea by adding honey, because like my grandmother, she likes tea and she adds honey in it to instead of sugar, you know. So yeah, you can cut down in the sugar content by doing that, but the chances are you'll still be tossing and turning in bed, and because the black tea, I mean, it has between 40 and 120 milligrams of caffeine. So if you're a big caffeine drinker, then go for it. But you don't want to do it at nighttime. You know, you may wake up, you know, maybe you had a bad dream. Hey, I mean, I just had a bad dream. I go downstairs and make me some black tea. You know, you make you some black tea and you go to sleep and you have another bad dream. You know, you know. Because, you know, that caffeine is just messing with you and you wake up again. So black tea, we want to watch out for drinking that at nighttime, because it will have you tossing and turning like no other, like Twister, you know, later. So watch out for black tea. Don't drink it at nighttime, and don't drink coffee at nighttime either. You want your Starbucks, get it in the morning and keep it moving. Okay, so also, no food comes to the rescue faster than cereal when you need a quick midnight snack. I was just talking about cereal and how it's my favorite midnight snack. However, the article states that if you plan on falling asleep, do yourself a favor and avoid the hyper-sweetened kid stuff. A bowl of Captain Crunch has nearly as much sugar as a Hershey's Take 5 bar. And scarcely any fiber to prevent hijacking of your blood sugar. Wow, that just slapped me in the face right there. Jeez Louise. Captain Crunch, I give it to Captain Crunch, one of my favorite cereals. Another one of my favorite cereals are Honey Bunches of Oats. You know, I'm so guilty of this, because there's been so many nights where I've woken up out of my sleep to make a bowl of cereal. And I don't like waking up out of my... If I'm going to wake up out of my sleep, it better be for something good. So, yeah, I've woken up out of my sleep for a bowl of cereal. And, you know, I tell my dad, hey, Dad, when you go to the store, buy some Captain Crunch, because that's one of my favorite cereals. Sometimes he'll buy it, sometimes he won't. You know, hey, whatever, that's a whole nother story. But I'm so guilty of eating the Captain Crunch and the Lucky Charms and all the sweet cereals, the Cocoa Puffs, the Fruity Pebbles. You know, they're all sweet. Hey, good thing about cereal is that it has plenty of vitamins in it. If you even look in the back, look at the contents and the grams and sugar and stuff. Plenty of vitamins. I'm willing to bet you most cereals have vitamins in them, as sweet as they are. You know, it's these days, it's like cereal, it's like they're putting candy inside of cereal and Jolly Ranchers and stuff, which isn't necessarily the case as far as I'm concerned, but at least they have vitamins in them. That's the thing. We need vitamins in our body to protect us from diseases and to give us energy throughout the day. Me, for example, I take one a day teen vitamins, vitamins for teens, multivitamins. And, you know, I can't say that I feel like a superhero after I take them, but I know that it's doing my body a favor, for one. For two, I understand that if I don't take vitamins and I'm not having, you know, if I have a vitamin deficiency, then that's going to lead to some health problems, and I'm not looking forward to that. So I'll pay the $10. I'll buy your vitamins. I need them anyways. And because, I mean, we can admit, us teenagers, for teenagers, kids, we eat a lot of different types of fast foods, and some of the foods we eat aren't the healthiest, and they don't have the right amount of nutrition that we need, that our growing bodies need to, you know, grow up. So, you know, vitamins, you need them. So buy, tell your parents, if you don't have a job, tell your parents, hey, respectful way, hey, mom or dad, buy me some vitamins. You know, I'm doing sports. I'm in activities. I need these vitamins for energy, and they do my body a favor. Because let me tell you, you're better off taking the vitamins than not taking them, because you may not notice a difference now. Just, hey, I can eat whatever I want. You know, hey, I'm 16 years old. I can just eat whatever I want. Doesn't matter. I can eat Laffy Taffys all night. Well, let me tell you, if you're not taking your vitamins, sooner or later, it's going to come back to haunt you. And I'm just being honest. So, yeah. So let's get off of that. Let's talk about some of the foods that make me bonkers, that I'm crazy about. Let's say the top 7 restaurants. Some of them are fast food restaurants, and some of them are like sit-down restaurants. So let's talk about some of the restaurants that I like. The first one is a fast food restaurant that I like. Church's Chicken. Love Church's Chicken. Love their biscuits. Their chicken tenders taste really good. If you haven't been to Church's Chicken, gotta try it. Tastes really good. Tastes awesome. The crispy chicken, it's great. Biscuits, honey butter biscuits, excellent. And they have a spicy chicken sandwich. It's fairly cheap, but I like that too. So make sure to visit Church's Chicken. Another place that I find admirable to my taste buds is Taco Bell. Taco Bell. Prices are in my range that I could afford. And Taco Bell has a lot of a variety of different things. One of my favorite things at Taco Bell are the Nacho Bell Grandes. And have all sorts. They have meat, cheese, those vegetables we need. They have tomatoes. They have lettuce on it. Sour cream. Who cares about sour cream, right? I always take them, don't even put the sour cream on there. I don't even want the sour cream. It tastes gross. No offense to those sour cream lovers, but I just don't like sour cream. But Taco Bell tastes really good. Want to try that place as well. I've never had an issue when I went to Taco Bell. So that's another place that I find admirable. This is also another fast food place. It's at the Arizona Mills. Actually, you know, it's not even fast food. It's not. It's a sit-down restaurant at the Arizona. I've seen it at Arizona Mills for those that live in the state of Arizona. It's Johnny Rockets. One of the things I love about Johnny Rockets is their milkshakes. My goodness, jeez. I'm crazy about those milkshakes. Burgers taste good. Fries are okay. Milkshakes are the best. You have to try their strawberry milkshakes. And if you like chocolate, then get a chocolate milkshake. I mean, they all taste pretty good. But my favorite is a strawberry milkshake. It just tastes so delectable. It's ridiculous. And I'm a milkshake fan. So I guess that's probably why I'm pro milkshake about their stuff. But hey, you have to try it. Another chicken place. This is another fast food place. Keep in mind, I don't eat fast food every single day. Don't get me wrong, I don't. But when I do eat fast food, these are the places I'm looking at, you know. So Popeyes, that's a popular one. A lot of people like Popeyes. Popeyes, really popular for their macaroni and cheese. And biscuits are okay. And I like their chicken. Chicken really crispy. They cook it very well. It's well done. Love Popeyes chicken. So if you are looking for a chicken place that you want to try, because, I mean, you probably get tired of the same chicken places. I'm not going to say any names. But, hey, yeah, we get tired of the same fried chicken. So let's try some other places. Popeyes is a place you want to visit. Another place, you know, it's not even like really a restaurant. It's a restaurant, but it's not like a, hey, kids, we're going out to eat tonight. Hey, come on. This isn't that type of ordeal. Wetzel's Pretzels. This is like a snack place. This a place you go where you just want to eat a snack. And you know that, you know, they be baking with all that bread. That bread fills you up. So, you know, yeah, Wetzel's Pretzels. I like their what's that? Their cinnamon pretzels. Their cinnamon pretzels taste good. They're cinnamon pretzels with what do you do cinnamon with? It's a cream. I forget the name of it. It's like a white cream you eat cinnamon with, and I cannot think of the name. It's frosting, some kind of vanilla frosting or whatever. But yeah, Wetzel's pretzels taste really good. I also like their regular pretzels, probably the best I've ever tasted. You know what? Speaking of pretzels, I was at Harkins Theaters the other day, and you know, I love going to the movies for one. And usually I try to buy my food or my snacks before I go to the movies. However, I was at Harkins Theaters, and I've been probably a couple months or two. I was seeing The Battle of LA. That's a movie I was seeing about a natural disaster happening in LA. Actually, it wasn't just in LA, but that was one of the main states down, trying to destroy the earth, take over, looking for a new land to settle, like machine aliens. They were gruesome. It was a crazy movie, an army movie. Gotta see it. However, yeah, I went to Harkins. I was so disappointed when I stood in that snack bar line and I look at the price of those pretzels. I spent $10.75 on a pretzel and an icy. Like, I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with me for thinking that is too much. That's like, like, what is going on? Why are the movie theater prices so much? A pretzel. A pretzel with cheese, a little cup of cheese they give you. $3 and, no, I'm sorry, cents. If you want an icy, that's even more. We wouldn't go there. $10.75. Hey, that's the movies for you. It's funny because they state, you know, I was asking them, hey, just, you know, out of curiosity, why are the prices for, you know, the theater so high when it comes to the snack bar? And they had stated, and this is all movie theaters, not just Harkins, I'm guessing. They had stated that the tickets in box office, most of those tickets go to the movie that is playing, the movie they're showing. So they make most of their money on the snacks at the snack bar. Charge the price up so high, and that's why they tell you, huh, ma'am, make sure you don't bring any McDonald's, make sure you have no food with you, we can't let you in with food, because they want you to stand in line and buy their $10 pretzel so they can make money. And I'm not picking on any, I'm just being honest, this is pure honesty. That's why they don't let you bring food inside the movie theater. Now, people still do it, and I don't blame you, because when I go to the movies, if I'm with, you know, a girl or something, or my mom or my grandmother, we're bringing in food, and she's going to have her purse, and we're going to bring in our Taco Bell if we want to bring in our Taco Bell. I mean, hey, they can't check your purse. So, yeah, that's why they don't want you bringing in food. Let's go over, let's stop. I think we're on top four or five of the fast food restaurants or restaurants I like to eat at. But let's just go over a summary of what I've talked about so far today for those that are just tuning in or those that have been listening that are enjoying it and want a quick recap. Let's talk about some of the things we talked about today. Basically, a push-up. It's one of the most basic and best exercises for your midsection. So all those people that work out, hey, you know, it's different. It's excellent to try all different types of workout, bench press, leg lift, triceps, all sorts of different things. Try it. But push-ups are important. Crunches are also important. Push-ups are important. And exercise is important, period. We want to try to exercise as much as we can. Also, we also talked about Facebook, how they're kicking off kids. And I can't stress it enough. It's just funny. When I read it, I was amused. Like, wow. Like, that's interesting. It's like, who knows? Maybe my little brother, like, started a Facebook account and nobody knew and he got kicked off. Who knows? So they're kicking off kids that are under the age of 13, 20,000 a day. So that's something you should know. We also talked about Chris Brown's, rageful things he was going through when they asked him about what happened with him and Rihanna back in 2009. He had a fit and broke some glass and they cut. So yeah, that's what we've talked about so far today. But before I leave you today, I want you to know, for those that don't know this word, I want you to know the word, and it's exuberance. And what exuberance means is overflowing with eager enjoyment or approval. And we want to strive to live up to, you know, being more like that, definitely. But thank you so much for joining me today. I enjoyed your company, even though you weren't sitting right next to me. I still enjoyed your company. I want you to tune in next Monday, and I want you to tune in because we have a special guest. So, yeah, tune in next time and keep it right here. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Terrence Rogers. Bye.
Thanks again for listening to The Terrence Rogers Show. Make sure you join Terrence Rogers every week on the Voice America Kids channel.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.